to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Elliot Fike, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's pause and take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. During the season of Lent, we are going to say the Apostles' Creed together each day. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today's reading is from God's Big Picture Bible Storybook. Today I will be reading from John 11, the man who came back to life. One day Jesus received a message from his two friends, Mary and Martha. Come quickly, the message said. Lazarus, our brother, is very ill. But Jesus stayed where he was for 2 days. On the third day, he told his disciples they had to leave, but they said they didn't want to go back near Jerusalem. Then Jesus told them what had happened. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, he said. I'm going to wake him up. Master, replied his disciples, if he's asleep, he'll be all right. Then Jesus spoke to them plainly. Lazarus, he said, is dead. Come on, let's go. When they were near the house, Martha ran out to greet Jesus. Master, she said, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Jesus wanted to comfort Martha. Lazarus will rise again, he said. Martha sighed. I know he will rise again in the future, she said, on the last day when everyone is raised from the dead. Then Jesus declared, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus came to Lazarus' tomb, followed by a crowd of mourners. There was a large stone across the entrance. Everyone was crying. Then Jesus burst into tears as well. Take the stone away, he said. But he's been dead for 4 days, cried Martha. There will be a bad smell. Jesus tried to calm her down. If you believe, he said, you will see God's glory. They rolled away the stone, and Jesus prayed, thank you, Father, for listening to me. Then shouted, Lazarus, come out. And out came Lazarus, wrapped in strips of cloth, which they had buried him in. Unwrap him, Jesus said, and let him go. I wonder if you've heard this story before and if there's anything you wondered that's different. As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hand serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters of Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened and what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.